रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय ते नमः। युद्ध कांड चैप्टर नंबर 56, द डेथ ऑफ अकंपना। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। द साइट वाज टू मच फॉर अकंपन द रिडाउटेबल वॉरियर। ही वेव्ड हिज बो अलॉफ्ट एंड सेड टू हिज ड्राइवर, लुक एट दोज मंकीज डिस्ट्रॉयिंग द फोर्सेस बियॉन्ड काउंट। Take my car there, where many a monkey warrior, strong and frightful of bulk and armed with trees and mountain peaks, await me there. I cannot refrain from killing those so eager for battle. If I neglect them now, they will dispatch the entire Rakshasa forces to the hall of death. Then he drove his car amidst the monkeys and pierced them with his cruel arrows as he went. They were riddled with arrows and, unable to bear the pain, ran away in all directions. They could not stand against him for a moment, no need to speak of fighting with him. Thus did the monkey hosts fall a prey to Akampana's arrows, as if they were in the grip of Yama. Thereat, Hanuman came forward to help the monkeys, and they surrounded him most gladly. Endowed with natural strength, they were led by Anjaneya, the mightiest of the mighty. Akampan cast his eyes on Maruti, that towered aloft like a huge mountain, and seized with a frantic rage, he riddled him with his arrows that fell on him like heavy showers on Mount Mahendra. But unperturbed, Hanuman pondered over the means of staying the Rakshasa. Suddenly he sprang upon him. The impact was so terrific that the earth quaked. The figure of the monkey lord, shining in splendor and roaring frightfully, blinded the eyes of all beholders like the sun surrounded by his thousand rays. Realizing that he had no weapon in hand, he quickly tore up a mountain, whirled it aloft with one hand, and hit Akampan with it, roaring aloud the while. Seeing that Anjaneya faced him even as Indra faced the Asura Namuchi with his Vajra in battle, the Rakshasa intercepted the mountain and ground it to powder with many Ardhachandra arrows. Then Hanuman, beside himself with wrath, uprooted a tall tree that had grown like a mountain and whirled it round and round with its branches and laughed in tones of thunder. Huge trees crashed down with the speed of his thighs as he ran towards the Rakshasa. His feet clove the earth, and with that tree he slew elephants, elephant drivers, cars, car warriors and foot soldiers. Like the god of death who brings destruction to all created beings, Anjaneya scoured the ground in mad fury, and at the sight of him the Rakshasas fled away in terror. Then Akampan roared with wrath and pierced Maruti with 14 keen arrows. But Maruti only shone with greater luster, like a lofty mountain covered with trees, or an Ashoka tree in full blossom, or like fire without its smoke. The son of Vayu, huge of body and boundless in valor and intelligence, suddenly tore up another tree and dealt a terrific blow on Akampana's head. Unable to bear the frightful blow that Maruti delivered in his wrath, Akampan fell down on the earth and breathed his last. The Rakshasa shook with fear as they beheld it, even like lofty trees in the grip of an earthquake. They cast off their weapons and ran towards Lanka, while the monkeys chased and slew them in crowds. With disheveled hair, disgraced, discomfited, dazed and sweating, they ran panting. They entered the city, trampling one another. They turned back often to see if they were followed and took shelter in Lanka. Then the monkey hosts gathered around Anjaneya and showered praises upon him, and he returned the compliments. The monkeys were utterly beside themselves with exultation. They shouted until they were hoarse, and they dragged out and tormented forth the Rakshasas that were still alive. Thus did Hanuman slay Akampana, the Rakshasa warriors, and win glory, even as Mahavishnu in the far past did by defeating Bali, the Asura. The gods on high, with Rama and Lakshmana, Vibhishna, Sugriva, and the other monkey lords, extolled Anjaneya, the son of Vayu. Mangalam Goshlin Raya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanunjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.